Our conversation from BAE Systems.
Hello and welcome to Our Conversation. This is the radio show made especially for the community of BAE Systems colleagues across the world. I'm Tim Smith, and this month we're in Boston for the Chairman's Gold Awards. We have questions for Ian, and because it was so popular in December, we've got another competition with a chance to win one of five sets of Bose earphones. You'll need to listen closely to the podcast, as the answer you'll need will be part of this programme. Now, as always, joining me in the studio then is BAE Systems CEO Ian King. Ian, hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Tim.
No doubt a busy few weeks, because it's always a busy few weeks for you, so give us an update of what you've been up to since we last spoke.
Since we last spoke, we went out and did the one-on-one shareholder sessions, the investor sessions, as they're called. We've covered about 63 meetings, 40% of the shareholder base, with another three tomorrow and a few more. We'll have covered 50%, where we go through for an hour with them, what's the prospects of the company, how we're reacting to all of the economic environments and why they should invest in us or stay invested in us.
Okay, Ian, many thanks for the moment. We'll be talking about the Chairman's Gold Awards next.
Our conversation.
Now, last month, Boston played host to the annual BAE Systems Chairman's Awards Gold Ceremony. Tell us about the evening from your point of view. It was very cold, I believe.
It was very cold that day, and the fact the enthusiasm was sustained through that cold weather was remarkable. But, you know, when you see the professionalism and the inspiration that goes into these submissions that people put their personal efforts into, you're always sort of very inspired with what goes on in the company.
I know from talking to you before about this on the programme, it never ceases to impress you as well as inspire you.
You will sit there and you will hear something that's going on and you think, I didn't know that. And I meant to know that, I suppose, since I'm sort of at the top of the shop. But, you know, the inspiration, as I say, the enthusiasm, the professionalism and, you know, just the raw energy that comes out from these awards is always something that I always come away with a very warm feeling from.
Well, let's find out a bit more about this year's awards then. Our conversation was at the awards and first we caught up with the 12 teams who made it as far as the final stage, as they were tasked with presenting their project to a panel of judges from across BAE Systems.
Hi, I'm Wayne A. Church. I'm the HR Director for the International Operating Group, and I've been a judge on the Gold Chairman's panel today. You know, the quality is outstanding, the commitment you see from our people, the enthusiasm. You know, it's an honour to be a judge.
Erin Naylor from York, Pennsylvania, industrial engineer. It went fantastic. Never did any real public speaking besides in college, so I'm so excited I can't stop talking about it.
I'm Michael Griffiths from Applied Intelligence. Software engineers don't typically do presentations. That's not in our general day-to-day jobs. It's good experience to do this kind of thing.
Hello, I'm Alan Cunnington. I'm the head of in-service programs for Combat Systems. We're here representing probably over 100 people. Standing here makes you very proud, I suppose, at the forefront of that team.
I'm Gary Barnes from the SDIO location in Chesapeake, Virginia. We were presenting an effort that we did overseas that corrected a cooling issue on a vehicle. Now that we've presented it to other people, we realize, like, people think what we do is really awesome. But to us, that's what we do every day.
Richard Williams, I'm the Naval Ships Combat Systems Director. I've been lucky enough to sit on the Chairman's Awards Gold Panel today. You don't get a chance to get your head up and look around the rest of the business that often. I just feel so proud.
Well, after the nerves of presentation day, it was on to the awards night itself, hosted at the prestigious JFK Presidential Library and Museum on a blustery peninsula overlooking Boston Harbour. All of the entries this year were fantastic, but only three teams could win gold.
Rob Doherty, Program Manager in Hudson, New Hampshire. Been a long time with the company and never gotten to do this. It's very cool.
Anwar Shamri, I work in Saudi Arabia IMNT team. We were so proud to reach it to this level, to show that Saudi Arabia is more than capable to deliver state-of-the-art technologies and first-of-its-kind mobile app for internal communication. We're so proud.
My name is Bill Morgan. I'm from Spring Lake, North Carolina. Absolutely, this is a first. Never had anything like this. This is a real treat getting this far with this competition. In addition to what we have accomplished to get here, is very special, very, very meaningful.
Please welcome the chairman of BAE Systems, Sir Roger Carr.
When we see what is achieved in this company by everybody in this room, it is something that we should all remember is part of the real greatness of BAE Systems. It is staggering, the competence, the quality, and the enthusiasm of people that do all this.
Your efforts have helped BAE Systems achieve its place on the world stage. Tonight, we honor you and your exceptional achievements.
This is the Gold Award for exceeding customer expectations. Compass Call Cross Deck gets
I'm Pam Potter. I am the Program Director for the EAS, the Electronic Attack Solutions area, which includes the Compass Call program. This wasn't just the work of the 11 people that won this award. This was the work of our collective team that was always there, keeping things moving, innovating, and coming up with the ideas to allow us to be out on the road and making this happen. So I'm really excited to bring the message back and share with them.
This is the Gold Award for Embracing Responsible Behavior. GENG, Inspiring Guides in Engineering.
My name's Sophie. I'm a systems engineering graduate. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. We're overwhelmed. Just the recognition that we've got for this project is amazing. The amount of people we can now reach out to and have been inspired by our project is just, we're absolutely over the moon.
So this is the Innovating Award. Granular IMX 104.
Brian Alexander, BAE Systems, the Holston Army Ammunition Plant. It was stiff competition. Can't believe that we won. So it's a grand feeling. The team is over the moon. This is some of their first times in the Chairman's Award, so it's static.
Some real pride there from colleagues around the world. Congratulations to all the winners. And maybe listening to that has inspired you and your team to enter the Chairman's Awards this year. If it has, here's some motivational words from this year's finalists.
Hi, I'm David Ward. I'm from our Saudi Arabian business unit. Well, it's the most fantastic reward process I believe we've got within the company, because it recognises the hard work of individuals and the hard work of teams.
James Wilson from York, Pennsylvania, industrial engineer. It does take a commitment, but it is well worth it to do it. You get to meet upper leadership, and it's special that they're listening to your project and that they really care about what you're talking about.
I'm Dean McComiskey from the Military Air and Information Business. It's just a fantastic process, and the recognition from an organisation such as ours is just fantastic at all levels of the awards.
Ian, another great year. We just heard from some of the colleagues there. Presumably you echo those emotions.
Oh, absolutely. It stood the test of time and gets stronger every year. And it's something we should be very proud of. And it's very much in our culture, and it's very much the epitome of our values in terms of trusted, innovative and bold. So we absolutely need to keep it going.
What would you say to colleagues who might be listening, thinking about getting involved but not sure about doing
it? Get your submissions in. You never know what you can do until you put it in.
OK, Ian, thank you very much. We have questions for you from your colleagues coming next.
Conversation.
Well, every month we open the show up to pose your questions to Ian and other senior leaders from BAE Systems. Ian, if you're ready, here's the first one for you on this programme.
Hi, Ian. My name is Bill McAllister. I'm an operations manager with Naval Ships based in Scotland. I'd just like to ask you a question. Sometimes businesses face challenges and obstacles, and during these times, employees require strong leadership. From your experience, how do you remain positive in such situations?
Well, the first thing you must do is not to panic. I mean, that's always been, I felt, one of my core strengths and attributes. That is something that I think you need to do. You need to assess what the issue is, what you have to deal with, and then find the solution to it.
Okay, thank you. And is that something you've managed to maintain, do you think, throughout your time?
Yeah, I think you have to recognise that you know, when you're a leader, and you know, quite rightly, as Bill says, it's about leadership. You know, you are there to deal with the difficult issues. You're not necessarily there to deal with the easy issues. And that's when you get into your zone, and that's when you've got to make sure that you're calm and reflective of what the issues are, and then come up with a solution.
All right. Thank you for that answer. And Bill McAllister, thank you for that question. OK, let's get the next question.
Hi, Ian. My name is Dave Howes. I'm a machinist based in York, Pennsylvania. My question to you is, given our resources and as a leader in manufacturing in the U.S., should BAE Systems be dedicating efforts to training and rebuilding BAE's skilled labor workforce, thereby replenishing BAE Systems' own skilled labor capabilities, as well as setting an example for other manufacturing entities?
It's a great question, Dave, and absolutely something that you're spot on. We need to make sure that we've got the right skills in the right place for the future of our company and the strategy going forward. And we're in a position now where the majority of our businesses, particularly in the US, need to grow capability. York, Pennsylvania is now expanding as we ramp up the programs on AMPV, on PIM, Paladin PIM, and we need to make sure that the resources, and we're investing in training, education and skills, and focusing the management's attention on getting that done. And I hope you will see that emphasis is being increased, and we are starting to make progress. And there's no point in us just being insular about this. If we can lead regionally in this area, then it's got to be the right thing to do.
Okay, thank you. And here's our final question.
Hi Ian, my name is Mujahid Ramzan from PLC Shared Services Business in Fulwood. And my question was, which countries would you particularly love for us to collaborate more with in the future and why?
Well, we are an internationally based company. If you look at us compared to our peers, we're both broad in terms of the activity that we have across air, land, sea, cyber, and the nature of that business is international. And globally, you know, we represent ourselves in many, many nations and many, many activities. The key is to make sure you're relevant to those countries and you're providing them economically and from a defence and security point of view what the governments want. So our emphasis is to make sure that when we are dealing with people outside of the UK and the US primarily, then we are making sure that we industrially fit what they want to do as a country. And so in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we focus on indigenization of the activity to make sure that the capability exists in Saudi. We invest in companies there to make sure they have the capabilities. We're doing the same in Turkey. We're doing the same in Malaysia and in India, where the government policy is Make in India. We're very strongly making sure that we mirror what they want to do. So there's a whole host of countries that we would like to be bigger in. We'd like to be bigger in all of the countries we operate in. But I think our key focus this year has got to be India, Turkey, Malaysia, and making sure we're meeting the Saudis' ambitions to have their capability resident in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Okay, thank you for that answer. If you'd like to put a question to Ian, or indeed to any of BAE Systems' senior leaders, all you have to do is drop an email to ourconversation@baesystems.com. That's ourconversation@baesystems.com. Now, Ian, a couple of months ago, we had a competition which got a great response. So what we thought we'd do is we'd have another one. It's your chance to win one of five pairs of fantastic Bose earphones. And as I mentioned at the start of the programme, hopefully you've been listening carefully, because the question, or indeed the answer, has been contained in what we've already spoken about. Here's the question. Which American president was mentioned in today's podcast? I should say mentioned fairly briefly. You know the answer, don't you? You were paying attention.
I do know the answer, but I personally already have a pair of Bose speakers, headphones.
You can't.
And they're very good. They are excellent.
Well, you're not allowed to enter the competition anyway. Which American president was mentioned, albeit fairly briefly, in today's podcast? And you might need to think slightly laterally. Send your answers, please, to ourconversation@baesystems.com. It's the usual email address, ourconversation@baesystems.com. Now, the competition closes on Monday the 24th of April, and we'll have the winners' names for you on our next edition. So looking ahead then, Ian, what's happening for you in the near future?
Well, the competition closes on my birthday, the 24th of April, so even better.
I'll just make a note of that.
Absolutely.
For special reference.
Birthday present, Bose headphones.
You've got your Bose headphones.
Right, okay, I've got
well, maybe
Bose
get you some more golf stuff. Who knows?
No.
Apart from your birthday, which I know you'll be looking forward to, what's happening in the business?
Well, we are now getting round to the first quarter's business reviews, so we'll be starting those in about 10 days' time in the US, first of all, and then finishing that. Of course, we then have a break over Easter as well coming up, where I will take a few days off and go and play some golf, hopefully with some clement weather.
And we should say, in addition to that, we have some special news that's occurring to one of your colleagues, which you mentioned on the last programme.
We did indeed. So Peter Linus, the CFO of the company, does get married on the 22nd of April, which conveniently is right at the end of my holiday. So I had to break my holiday for a couple of days, which you obviously would do for a close colleague, to come back and help him celebrate his wedding.
OK, well, we look forward to hearing about all of those events on our next edition of the programme.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
OK, Ian, thank you very much indeed. A pleasure as always. That's it for this edition. When we return next month, we'll be finding out about some interesting technology. We'll have more news and features from the BAE Systems community and, of course, your questions. Plus, we'll have the winners of our competition. For now, though, from me, Tim Smith, and from Ian King, it's goodbye.
Our conversation, back next month.